I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 593, Being Okay with a Need-to-Know Policy. I kind of like to think I'm a curious person, but others might say I'm a bit nosy. I like to know stuff, and I'm not a real big fan of being blindsided by information or events that I just didn't see coming. Is anybody with me on this? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? Because that's his point. He wants to live a life of love through us. And for me, knowing what's coming, sometimes I think that helps that love come out better. If we start with the belief that God knows all and we know very little, how are you doing with the fact that God reveals just a little bit to you as you go along the way? Give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's talk about that story, share a portion of Scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to trust our loving Father and not have to know so much all the time. In that famous passage, we hear these words ring out again. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And we kind of like that. But my question is that enough for you? The famous chaplain of the United States Senate of the last century, Peter Marshall, wrote, "Your word is a lamp to my feet, where I am standing now, and the step just before me that I need not hesitate over. Your word is a light to my path, shining a little way ahead, giving me glimpses of the direction to reassure me and give me purpose. You shine faithfully upon my life, but you cannot and will not take the steps for me. It is I who must walk in your way and become the expression of your will." That's beautifully put. We desperately want God to lead us and tell us and show us. But friends, we don't know the entire route. We don't get the whole map all at once. Just enough for the next step that he wants us to take. And he's not going to take the step for us, but instead he's going to take it with us. We have to trust that he's a good, good father, and the path he has illumined is good as well. The future is not given in one massive download for us to peruse. It's given in one small text at a time, on a need-to-know policy. My friend Emily P. Freeman puts it like this. She talks about it as arrows, that God kind of gives us arrows pointing in the direction we're to walk, but he doesn't show us the whole path. Here's the great question. Where is God lighting the path for your life, bidding you to come and take the next step with him? And will you go? Let's pray this prayer from Peter Marshall. Oh Lord, give me wisdom. I dare not take a step without you. When I cannot see all of the way forward, help me to trust that you will whisper in my heart or in my ear, calling me back when I might step right or left of what you intend for me. When there are snares for my feet, help me to find the way through and continue with a rejoicing heart to the end. When we do not know what to do, let us ask of thee that we may find out. We dare to ask for light upon only one step at a time. We would rather walk with thee than jump by ourselves. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 594. And in the meantime, deep down it comes to trust. My curiousness or nosiness sometimes is rooted in fear. Fear that something might be coming and I better know about it so I can prepare for it or maybe even try to avoid it or change it before it happens. And yet my God loves me, and he's with me through the valley of the shadow of death. He's prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I don't need to be afraid, and neither do you, podcast family. We can all rest easy in the arms of the one who loves us most and look for the light that he's shining for the next step, knowing that that's enough. Lord, I'm starting to be okay with a need-to-know policy.